Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dva minuta da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Imate dva minuta da pročitate pitanja.
Led Zeppelin, one of the colossal bands in rock and roll history, is the subject of a new biography, When Giants Walk the Earth, by Mick Wall. It's reviewed for us by novelist extraordinaire and music aficionado Rick Moody.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, listen, you confess in your review that you're like a big Led Zeppelin guy. So what was the story? Why were they so great, if that's what they were?
Well, you know, you and I were talking about this earlier, and I think you have to be a specific age to totally love Led Zeppelin. And I kind of was in the perfect demographic age range, which is to say I was in middle school when Stairway to Heaven came out. Right when I was at that impressionable age, I heard Robert Plant launch into the bizarre poetry that is Stairway to Heaven. And I was changed.
Now, in this book, there are a number of discoveries, at least for someone like me, including that many of the classic Led Zeppelin songs were, you say, if these were literary works, plagiarized.
Yeah, it's a heavy word. I'm sure they would say they borrowed them, but it's without a doubt the case that a lot of the big blues licks on the second and third album, and some people even say the chord change on Stairway to Heaven were lifted from other songs.
Which is not totally unusual in pop music or rock music. Maybe they took it to a further extreme than some others. But let me ask you something about, quickly, the history of the band. Jimmy Page, it was already famous guitarist. He decides to put a band together. And how did he come up with these guys?
Well, his first wish was to swipe the rhythm section from The Who. In fact, Keith Moon and John Entwistle were unhappy with the histrionics and The Who at the moment that Page was thinking about this. And he wanted to draft them. And in fact, the legend has it that the name Led Zeppelin came from Keith Moon, I believe, who said a band consisting of these players would go over like a Led Zeppelin.
Imate 15 sekundi da provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Imate 2 minuta da pročitate pitanja.
But first, David Winpenny also has a passion for certain buildings. In his case, it's pyramids. Now, you might think he spends his time in Egypt, or possibly, if you are pyramid cognizant, Sudan or South America. But in fact, David does his pyramid visiting right here in the UK. Now, I would have thought that Britain is not best known for its pyramids, and there wouldn't be all that many, but I stand corrected. David is a freelance writer who has found, visited and photographed some 225 pyramids in Britain and Ireland. And there may be more, a possibility he hints at in the title of the account of his travels up to a point. And David is on the line from the BBC studio in York. So now let's start at the beginning here, David. Where and why did you get interested in pyramids? And I have to say most particularly the British ones.
I think it all started when I was at school, in fact. I was at school in Ripon, which is where I now live. And just across the river, there's a churchyard with a small pyramid in it. And this always fascinated me, and I learnt the story of the man who it commemorated. He was a man called Charles Piazzi Smith, who was a very respected Victorian scientist who was the first chap to decide to put telescopes on top of mountains, for example, and he did lots of works in spectroscopy. But he had this bee in his bonnet about the Great Pyramid in Egypt, that it actually held all the secrets of the universe. And he became obsessed with this and photographed it tried to present a paper to the Royal Society and was totally mocked. And when he retired to Ripon, he continued to do this. In fact, he retired to Ripon. He'd been Astronomer Royal for Scotland, and retired because his wife wasn't very well, so she wanted good weather in Yorkshire, of course. But also because he was near his instrument maker in York, Cooks of York. And just before he died, he actually ordered a camera that would withstand the day of the Last Judgment so that he could sell picture postcards to the redeemed, I believe. However,
I love him.
Yeah, he was a fantastic man. So he got me started on this idea of pyramids. And then about 6 years ago, I suddenly had the thought that perhaps it would make a little book. You know, I knew of one or two more pyramids in Britain. So my wife and I started doing research, and the little book turned out to be a big book, and the number of pyramids grew and grew to, you know, more than 200.
Imate 15 sekundi da provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Sada imate 2 minuta da pregledate svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.